Now, for 8 months, Western media and politicians have focused on what post-election events in Iran mean and where they are headed, often questioning the future of the Islamic Revolution. With the 22nd of Bahman, the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, just around the corner, world attention will be firmly fixed on Iran, as Press TV's Nargis Mowerlaghi looks at how post-election events and this year's anniversary may be addressed and assessed.
31 years ago, Ayatollah Khomeini returned to Iran. Millions came to greet him, and the country's US-backed monarchy fell. The nation was soon asked a simple question in a national referendum. Islamic Republic, choose yes or no. 3 decades after they said yes, the world is asking if the Islamic Republic is over. 8 months since a historic and controversial election, Iran is witnessing a diverse and colourful spectrum of political views. But the election aftermath has been tainted by violence, the government's legitimacy questioned by the opposition, and democracy in the country doubted by world media. Some are calling it the fall of the Islamic Revolution.
That's what they always say, but let's wait until 22nd of Bahman and the people will give their answer.
Time magazine says that this year could see the regime and the opposition green movement lock horns in a contest for ownership of the legacy of the revolution. So, is this a political fight to overthrow the revolution or for its ownership, a difference of opinion on how it should be implemented?
How about this about as intikhabat?
The events after the election caused a leap in our society to support, guard and protect the Islamic Revolution, a leap in which the third generation since the revolution entered the stage to play its role in preserving the Islamic Revolution and Republic.
Mehdi Karoubi, Mohammad Khatami and Mir Hossein Mousavi have all said they will participate on the 22nd of Bahman.
In the family of the revolution, we may have difference of opinions, complaints, disappointments. We are practicing democracy. It's 31 years that we've been taking democratic steps, but all the groups are faithful to their revolution.
As in the past, it may be that only part of the picture, counter-demonstrators, will be seen through the lens of world media, and politicians may well assess that the revolution's days are numbered. 31 years on, a wider lens is needed for a better look and understanding of 22nd of Bahman. Iranians inside the country continue to define and accept the Islamic Revolution. And on Thursday, millions will descend here, Azadi or Freedom Square, to get their voices heard. Nargis Mowerlaghi, Press TV, Tehran.